Breakfast with Martin Pester.
We hooked up our resident attorney of the show, Megan Harrington Johnson, just to give us a little bit of lowdown, shed some light.
Hi, my name is Megan Harrington Johnson, and I'm the managing partner of HJW Attorneys. There are two kinds of roadblocks in South Africa, the main difference between the two being the police's ability and rights to search your vehicle and yourself at these specific roadblocks. Informal roadblocks usually pop up on major roads and off-ramps. Their primary goal is to curb drunken driving, speeding, etc. They also usually check for outstanding fines. At these roadblocks, a search can't be performed without a warrant unless the officer can prove extraordinary circumstances. The second type of roadblock is a K78 roadblock, which is approved by the National Police Commissioner. Police officers are allowed to search your vehicle and your person without a warrant at these roadblocks. No person may avoid a roadblock in South Africa. It is a crime to evade a roadblock. If you feel unsafe, you have the right to request the letter of authorization from the police for the roadblock in question. However, you must stop. You may ask to be taken to a nearest police station if you feel unsafe. But evading the roadblock is a crime. Because of the dangers facing drivers late at night on South African roads, there has been a protocol that's been developed by the Road Traffic Management Corporation and the Justice Project of South Africa. It is merely a guideline in instances where you feel extremely unsafe on the road. This obviously would not apply in the instance of a formal roadblock where the police officers are blocking off the road entirely. However, if you're pulled over by, or you're attempted to be pulled over by somebody that is not necessarily in police uniform, but is in an unmarked vehicle, you can try to follow the blue light protocol, which should protect you in certain circumstances. Essentially, what you've got to do is you've got to slow down, raise your right arm out of the window, gesture for the police to follow you, and drive at no more than 40 kilometers per hour directly to the closest police station or public place with CCTV cameras. Remember, this is just a protocol and a guideline and does not allow you to evade a roadblock.
Yeah, so there you have the lowdown. As I understand her, when it is a formal roadblock, the K what, mm-hmm. You have to stop. You could ask them to take you to a police station, mm-hmm. and ask for the documentation, yeah. Authorizing the roadblock, but you have to stop. If it's a casual pullover and you feel extremely unsafe, although it's just a guideline. It's not a law, I think. But if you know more about the case in question in Littleton, Pretoria, that happened two nights ago, then let us know. This
is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochend is a frech lekker ochend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.